Good to know. Something else that's good to know is making sure your phone alerts are on your for severe weather the next time it comes through. So many people said, hey, mine didn't work, and I was so dangerously close to the storm, it didn't go off on my phone. So I said, hey, Scott Catoon of Technori fame, why don't you come on and just explain to us to how to go into our phones and check, make sure, right? You said you have to opt out, so it's super strange that some people aren't getting them, right?
Yeah, it is. So for starters, when you get an iOS update, which there's two big ones that came out recently in the last like month, and then before that, like around January, iOS 14, iOS 14 and a half, they did have some like crazy changes to privacy and to like user control. There is a slight, at least on the iPhone, I'm not familiar with Android, but on iPhone, there's a slight chance that if you updated your phone, it changed your settings or gave you most likely what happens, it sent you a notification to your phone saying, would you like these things to be activated or not? And you click no to all or something. And therefore, it, you know, preactively turned all of them off. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, you have to actually manually do this. Your phone comes preset with the alerts on. And it's pretty simple. You're going to click the little icon gear that's called settings on your home screen or whatever screen you've got the app on your phone for your iPhone users again. You're going to scroll down to a kind of an orangish red notifications. Notifications on the bar. You click that. You'll see like show previews. You get to choose. Do you want it to be in the banner? Do you want it to ping your phone or whatever the case may be? You scroll all the way down past all of the different apps that you have, which, by the way, you can control the notification settings for each individual app. So you just click on whichever app you want if you wanted to have, you know, one go off regularly and one not go off. But you keep on scrolling all mm-hmm. the way to the bottom of the page, the mm-hmm. absolute bottom of the page.
After the Zoom app for most of us.
Yeah, correct.
The Z Zoom.
So it goes all the way to the bottom, and it says government alerts. And there should be three choices. There is Amber Alert, which will come preset on, should show green. If you want Amber Alerts off, you don't care about other people's kids, you click off. The next one down is Emergency Alerts. It should say on. You can click on it and have Emergency Alerts on or Always Deliver, meaning that if you were one of those people who turned your phone on Do Not Disturb during calls or Do Not Disturb when you're sleeping or whatever, by turning that button on, the one that says Always Deliver in Emergency Alerts, it will basically circumvent that Do Not Disturb, and it will automatically send you a notification no matter what. And the last is Public Safety Alerts, which is what everyone is complaining about, which is a tornado alert. This is an alert that regardless of whether you have the weather app or whatever you're doing, it should always be on. It should always look green so that if there's a tornado or something in your neighborhood or whereabout you are, it is on and you are delivered. If you don't have that on, it's not delivered. If I had to guess on what happened to some of the people who did not get it delivered, either they somehow turned off these notifications or declined having them on at some point during the update, or what is most likely the case, they have set their app settings, particularly emergency alerts, to not always deliver, and their phone could have even accidentally or purposefully been set to Do Not Disturb. Maybe they clicked the button on the home screen that says Do Not Disturb, and therefore that notification did not get pushed to them.
It makes sense.
All fixable.
It makes sense because of the time that this happened after 11 o'clock at night. If you had that Always Deliver off, then your phone's in silent mode, you wouldn't have gotten it. So that would make sense.
Correct. If you put your phone on silent mode during the night or Do Not Disturb sleep mode, whatever it's called for you, it will not have been delivered unless, and this is the curious part, right? Because it comes factory set on. So somewhere along the line, the user would have to have changed this. But either way, if you were on silent or Do Not Disturb and your emergency alerts was set so that it does not not interrupt that, you would not have received it.
Okay, so go into your notifications, check that out on iPhone. Can you do a quick run through for Android here, Scott?
Honestly, I have never used an Android, so I can't speak with any intelligence. What I can tell you is that the Android app is very similar, the settings app is very similar to Apple in that it has everything pieced out. At the bottom of their page, I'm not exactly sure what, you know, what the home screen looks like when you go to settings, but there will be a notifications bar or button on there. And if you click, it is also all the way at the bottom, and it says government alerts. The same exact thing. I'm not sure how you get from the little gear app to notifications on Android. But once you get to notifications, it's the same.
Same thing. All right, that helps a lot. People should just go take a look so that next time there is severe weather, you do get that alert. Because some people, our listeners told us, even a mile or two away or very close to that very severe weather, those tornadoes when they move through, they didn't get the alert on their phone. And we just had someone call today. She said that she heard it on her weather radio and it took 15 minutes longer. So there is a lag time sometimes. It's but still helpful to get that alert, because minutes can count.
You know what? I would tell people who have this, like who are concerned with this, they really should download. I know it comes with the Apple app, the Apple weather app. They should really look at an app called Dark Sky, which is a weather app that actually Apple just purchased. So soon enough, it'll be integrated into your phone. But in that, you could actually go into that one and in settings have push notifications for weather, and it follows you wherever you are. So if you're in a zip code or traveling, it will send you a notification that tells you, you know, like right now I'm in Glen Ellen and it's pouring rain. And just before I jumped on the call with you, I got a notification from Dark Sky that said it's about to start raining really crazy. I didn't say that. I added the color, but it said it's about to have a downpour.
Right.
And I really recommend that, because sometimes the government things, you know, who knows? God only knows what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's good to have backups and backups to the backups for sure, but just make sure that that's working first. Scott, thanks for the explainer. I think that really helps.
Of course, anytime.